Take My Word for It, written by Ratasha and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Connor Kent. This is part two of the Take Cover series. Summary. Tim has been hiding his mental health problems from Con. Con can tell something is wrong when it starts affecting their relationship. He may be out of his depth, but he'll do whatever he can to make his boyfriend happy. Con hadn't had sex in a week. Con had had longer dry spells over the course of his short life. Way longer. A week wouldn't have been anything worth even noticing, except Con was in a relationship with Tim. A still new relationship. They'd been dating for less than 6 months. And during that time, they hadn't gone more than a few days without having sex. It had tapered off a little after the 3 month mark. As in, they were fucking once or twice, maybe 3 times a week instead of every single time they saw each other, but they'd never gone a full week without. Until now. Con tried not to read into it. It was normal for couples to have sex less often once they got over the initial honeymoon phase. Con's libido was definitely lower than when he'd been fresh out of the tube and pumped full of hormones. Maybe Tim had also mellowed out a little in adulthood. Everyone's sex drive was different, and it changed with time. It didn't mean Tim didn't find Con attractive. That was what Con had to remind himself. One of the things Con liked best about sex with Tim was that Tim really made him feel wanted and admired and adored. Not just with his words, but with his body and the way he reacted. When they had sex, Con knew, without a doubt, that Tim was crazy about him. It probably wasn't healthy for Con to derive so much of his self-esteem from sex, but he did. And this dry spell was drying up his well of confidence, too. Tim was smart and hot and funny and friendly and rich. He was the whole package. But Con put as much effort as he did into his appearance because he knew it was the number one thing he had going for him. He had plenty to offer Tim as a friend. He knew Tim liked spending time with him, liked having him around. But in a relationship, Con wasn't sure how much he brought to the table or whether it was enough. What else was he good for? Obviously, none of this was Tim's fault, not in the slightest. Con didn't want to say anything and make Tim feel bad for just not being in the mood all the time. Instead, he took it upon himself to try to get Tim in the mood. They spent almost all their free time together, so he had plenty of opportunities. And Con had learned a few things since they'd started dating. He knew how to get Tim's attention. Tim didn't always pick up on innuendo, or if he did, he ignored it. He was always worried he'd read into something the wrong way. He responded a lot better to touch. When Tim rested his head on Con's shoulders, Con could run a hand through Tim's hair until Tim looked up at him, blue eyes sparkling, soft smile on his face, and they would kiss. And Tim would sigh into Con's mouth, and Con would know he had him. When they were watching a movie alone in the Waynes' home theater, Con could get a hand on Tim's thigh under the cover of a blanket, and Tim would guide that hand where he wanted it, and then lean his head back and close his eyes while Con did all the work. When they were playing a video game and Con was losing, he could distract Tim by crowding into his personal space, pinching him where he was ticklish or maybe licking his face, and Tim would drop his controller and fall into Con's arms, laughing. Con tried all these tricks and more. He put even more effort than usual into his appearance. Every time he hung out with Tim, he wore his tightest pants and his favorite leather jacket. He changed the jewelry in his piercings. He painted his nails. He styled his hair. He accessorized. He regularly succeeded in getting Tim to make out with him, but they never got any farther than that. Another 2 weeks passed. and Khan was feeling discouraged. He didn't know what else he could do, short of bluntly asking Tim, "Do you want to have sex with me?" It was a direct approach, and it might even work, but it also might totally kill the mood. Not that there was any mood to kill lately. And it made Khan feel inadequate to even have to ask. The next time he and Tim were alone, Khan didn't make a move. They ended up lounging in beanbag chairs in Tim's bedroom, the TV on in the background. Khan wasn't paying much attention to the show they were watching. He was mostly sneaking glances over at Tim, like the answer to his problem would be written on Tim's face. Tim always knew when he was being watched, so it didn't take long for him to notice Khan's eyes on him. He stretched one leg out and nudged Khan's calf with his foot. He had a smile on his face. He looked relaxed and happy. "Do you need something from me?" Khan felt like a bad person for sitting here only thinking about sex while Tim was minding his own business, enjoying Khan's company. So Khan lied and said, "No." Tim made room on his beanbag chair and patted the spot next to him. "Wanna sit with me?" Khan got up and joined Tim, fitting himself against Tim's side. Tim's smile grew. He kissed Khan's cheek and rested his head on Khan's shoulder, and Khan put an arm around him and snuggled up close. He tried to get into the show they were watching. He couldn't. That same sense of inadequacy he'd been feeling for the past weeks was still gnawing at his stomach. He couldn't bring it up with Tim, but he also couldn't keep pretending nothing was bothering him. He was out of his depth here, and realizing just how bad he was at relationships. Maybe he should just go home. But Tim would know something was wrong if Khan left for no reason, so maybe he should say something. The words were out before Khan could stop them. "I lied. I do need something." Tim angled his head up to look at him. Khan probably should have figured out what he was going to say first. "I need to ask you a question." "I'm listening," Tim said. What was Khan going to ask? "Why don't you want to have sex with me?" No, definitely not that. "Do you still love me?" Talk about insecure. No. "Are you?" Khan paused. Tim waited. "Are you doing okay?" Tim's expression went blank. Apparently, that was the wrong question to ask. "What makes you say that?" Tim said, sounding almost offended. "Fuck, fuck, abort mission, abort mission." "No reason." "I'm fine," Tim answered firmly. "Okay," Khan accepted, nodding. "Why would you think I'm not?" Khan tried to backpedal. "Like I said, no reason. I just wanted to check. You're my boyfriend and I love you. I want you to be happy." Tim's suspicion melted away like butter under a hot sun. He gave Khan a small smile. "I love you too, clone boy." They kissed, short and sweet, and Khan didn't press for anything more. This is what Khan knew so far. He and Tim weren't having sex. It wasn't because Tim didn't love him. It wasn't because Khan wasn't putting effort into his appearance. All other forms of physical intimacy were still on the table, kissing, cuddling, holding hands, making out, but none of them ever led to sex. If Tim was to be believed, the lack of sex also wasn't because Tim had been in a bad mood lately, or something was going on in his personal life that he wasn't telling Khan about, although his defensiveness when Khan had asked made Khan suspect he wasn't being entirely truthful. So maybe there was a problem, but Tim wasn't sharing. All Khan had left was the direct approach. It was that or nothing. That, or wait for the problem to resolve itself, and Khan had never been any good at that. He was a doer. He'd always been a doer. The next time Tim and Khan were together, they were in Smallville, playing video games in Khan's bedroom. Khan had let Tim pick the game, because Tim was a guest and Martha Kent did not tolerate poor hosting etiquette from her boys, and Tim had picked fucking Cuphead because he was a sadist who liked watching Khan suffer. On the bright side, Khan died so early in every level that it gave him an opportunity to direct his focus elsewhere, namely, on deciding how he was going to attempt to initiate sex in a more direct way than his previous attempts. It was a high-stakes decision. Khan didn't know what he was going to do if this didn't work. He was going to have to talk to Tim at that point and admit how he felt and risk coming across as insecure or making things awkward between them. Hopefully, he could avoid that outcome. He came up with an idea. After Tim won yet another boss fight without Khan's help, Khan set his controller down, turned to Tim, and said, "All right, I think we've established you're better than me. Let's do something else." Tim set his controller down too. "You want to play a different game?" he asked. "You can keep playing this one." Khan put a hand on Tim's thigh and leaned in, smirking a lot more confidently than he felt. "I want to see if you're just as good when your dick is in my mouth." Tim hesitated to answer. During what felt like the longest few seconds of his life, Khan thought Tim was going to turn him down. But then his face split in an answering smirk and he declared, "Challenge accepted." Oh, thank God. Unable to hide how eager he was for this, Khan went in for a kiss, burying his free hand in Tim's hair and breathing him in. They'd made out plenty in the weeks since they'd last had sex, but there was a difference between a makeout session that didn't lead to sex and a makeout session that definitely would. The former was less hurried, more relaxed and exploratory, and it was nice, really nice, but in Khan's current mood, he wanted fast and desperate and urgent. He situated himself between Tim's legs and rubbed the heel of his palm against Tim's crotch. Okay, maybe Khan was taking things a little too fast. Tim wasn't hard yet. Khan could take a hint. More foreplay coming right up. So he kissed along Tim's jaw, down his neck, and when he ran out of exposed skin, he leaned back to pull Tim's shirt over his head and then kiss across Tim's shoulders and down his chest. He teased Tim's nipples with his tongue and raked his teeth over Tim's abs. Tim got a hand on the back of Khan's head, nails grazing along Khan's scalp. Khan reached blindly for Tim's controller, fumbling a little before he found it and handed it to Tim with a wink. Tim smiled and returned his attention to the TV screen, resuming the game. Khan went back to the task at hand, turning Tim on. It wasn't as easy as Khan remembered it being. Tim made it all the way through one of those boss fights and was starting another one as Khan unbuttoned and unzipped Tim's jeans and got a hand on him through his underwear and... oh, that was disappointing. Maybe Tim really wasn't in the mood lately. Or maybe Khan had shot himself in the foot with his plan to seduce Tim while he was distracted by one of the most frustrating video games since the invention of the autosave. Or, a treacherous voice in Khan's head provided, maybe his worst fears had been correct. Maybe Tim wasn't as attracted to him anymore. Once Khan's nerves got the better of him, he knew it was a lost cause. He sat back, and his head must have ended up blocking part of the screen, because seconds later, Khan heard the "You died!" sound effect, and Tim set his controller down. "What's wrong?" Tim asked. "I think the game might be distracting you," Khan said, trying not to sound bitter. It had been his own damn idea. Tim raised an eyebrow. "I thought the point was for you to distract me from the game." Khan huffed and ran a hand through his hair in frustration. "I thought I'd be better at it." "You were doing great," Tim said. He looked and sounded sincere, but it didn't really matter. Khan had evidence to the contrary. "You don't have to lie to make me feel better. If there's something I can do differently, tell me." "Let's switch," Tim offered. "You play the game and I suck you off." No way. It would only make Khan feel worse if Tim gave him the best blowjob of his life when Khan could hardly spark Tim's interest. "I wanted to make you feel good," Khan protested. "You do," Tim assured him. He reached out and put a hand on Khan's face, catching his gaze and smiling. "No one's ever made me feel the way you do. I guess I'm just not in the mood today." Khan looked away and muttered, "You're never in the mood anymore." In his peripheral vision, Khan saw Tim's smile disappear, and Khan knew instantly that he'd made a mistake. A big one. "What did you say?" Tim asked, like maybe he hadn't heard Khan correctly. "Nothing," Khan insisted. "What do you mean I'm never in the mood?" Khan didn't think he had a choice but to tell the truth. "We haven't had sex in almost a month," he explained. Tim looked surprised. "Has it been that long?" "And now I can't even get you hard." "I was getting there," Tim said. "You were right. Maybe I was too focused on the game. It wasn't your fault." "Tell me what I can do differently," Khan requested. "I don't know." Once again, Tim seemed sincere, which only made it worse. If there was nothing Khan could do, there has to be something. "I said I don't know," Tim snapped. He didn't sound annoyed, not exactly, but he did sound done with this conversation. He buttoned and zipped his pants and stood. Khan watched him with wide eyes, realizing that he'd fucked up even more than he'd initially assumed. "I think I should go," Tim said. Khan got to his feet. He needed to do damage control. "Tim, I'm sorry." Tim shook his head. "You don't have to apologize." "We don't have to have sex," Khan told him. "We can go back to playing the game. We can do whatever you want." Tim crossed his arms. It was a gesture that looked more self-defensive than anything else. "I want to go home." "Are you mad at me?" Khan asked. He would understand if Tim was. He just needed to know. "No," Tim replied. "Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm not mad at you. It's not your fault." Tim's voice was level, a forced calmness that meant, deep down, he wasn't calm at all. "Can you please take me home?" Khan agreed. "Of course." He flew Tim home, leaving him in his bedroom. As he turned to exit through the window, Tim stopped him by calling out his name. "Khan?" Khan turned, desperate for something. He didn't know what. Forgiveness, most likely, even though Tim had insisted he had nothing to apologize for. Khan felt otherwise. "Yeah?" Khan said, nervous, hopeful. "I love you." Khan blinked. He hadn't expected that. It was a welcome reminder. Tim loved him. He'd made a mistake, but he could make up for it, and Tim wouldn't stop loving him. "I love you too." He flew back to Smallville, laid down on his bed staring up at the ceiling, and relived the past hour in his mind, trying to figure out exactly when, where, and how he'd messed it all up. Khan didn't reach out to Tim until the next morning. He wanted to give them both some time to decompress. Tim could use the night's patrol to clear his head, and Khan could get some sleep and distance himself from what had happened. He was sure, now, that despite what Tim said, he owed Tim an apology, and he knew exactly what for. He was also sure that, no matter how awkward it might end up being, he needed to have an honest conversation with Tim about the way he'd been feeling lately. Communication was important, a fact that Khan and Tim were both too quick to ignore when it made them uncomfortable or when it was just easier to keep things to themselves. But that wasn't healthy, and if Khan wanted this relationship with Tim to succeed, they both needed to get out of that habit. After breakfast, Khan sent Tim a text. "I'm sorry." It took a few hours for Tim to get back to him, and Khan tried not to let himself stew in anxiety the whole time. Tim was most likely still asleep. He would reply when he woke up and checked his phone. Which, finally, he did. "You really don't have to apologize." Khan had expected that response, so he knew exactly what to say next. "Yes, I do. I made you feel bad." "You didn't." Khan thought about the way Tim had looked when Khan said, "You're never in the mood anymore," and knew Tim was lying. "I did. I was being stupid and insecure." "We were both being stupid." Maybe that was true, but it didn't change what Khan needed to do. "I think we should talk about it, in person." "Okay. When?" "No time like the present." "Now?" Tim's response took a few minutes. He must have been thinking about it. This time, Khan let himself feel anxious. "Okay." Khan breathed a sigh of relief. He told Martha he was going to Gotham, and within minutes he was climbing through Tim's bedroom window again, and Tim was waiting for him on the other side, sitting on the edge of his bed, legs crossed, still wearing his pajamas. Khan cut straight to the chase. He'd pretty much rehearsed this part. "Before you say anything, I know you keep telling me I don't have to be sorry, but I am. We haven't been having sex as much as we were when we first got together, and it made me feel like you didn't want me anymore. Which is stupid. If you're not in the mood, you're not in the mood. I shouldn't have tried to force you to be in the mood, and I shouldn't have gotten mad when you weren't. That was shitty of me. I was just trying to make myself feel better, and I wasn't thinking about how you feel. When Khan finished saying his piece, Tim looked up at him. His expression was difficult to read, but Khan knew he wasn't angry, and that was a good place to start. You didn't force me to do anything, Tim told him. I do want you. It's my fault you felt like I didn't. No, it's not, Khan argued. None of this was Tim's fault. Yes, it is. Tim looked away. I haven't been honest with you. Remember when you asked if I'm doing okay? I only asked because we weren't having sex, Khan admitted, and I wanted it to be because you were stressed out, and not because you don't love me or aren't attracted to me. He still couldn't make himself say that part out loud. You were right to ask, Tim said. He reached out and took one of Khan's hands, pulling him over and guiding him to sit next to Tim on the bed. Tim rested his head on Khan's shoulder. He was staring down at where their hands were still joined. He threaded their fingers together. Khan waited for him to say more, and eventually he did. I am doing okay, but when we first got together, I wasn't. Not because of you, because I was depressed. Tim looked up, like he expected Khan to have some reaction to that. Khan did have a reaction, on the inside. He felt like a terrible boyfriend for not noticing Tim was going through something, for not noticing anything was wrong until it started to affect him. But he knew his own self-pity wouldn't be helpful right now, so he let Tim continue to explain. You know I was depressed after my dad died, he said, and after Bruce died. And, well, you might not know, but after you died. Khan did know. He remembered the way Tim had tried and failed to hide his grief over his father's death. He remembered how worried he had been about Tim after Bruce had died, too. And Khan had heard, from Tim himself and from others, about how Tim handled Khan's death. Not well. But those aren't the only times I've been depressed. They were just the only times I couldn't hide it from everyone. And it was a little easier to accept because I had a reason. But the truth is, I've been depressed a lot, usually not for any reason. It's just the way my brain is. And sometimes it's not so bad, and sometimes... Tim trailed off. Khan read between the lines. Sometimes it is bad. Khan squeezed Tim's hand, and Tim looked up at him. He looked guarded and nervous, like he was admitting to something shameful. It was getting pretty bad a few months ago, but I didn't want to admit it to myself because we'd just gotten together. I was worried you might think it meant I wasn't happy to be with you. I was. I am. But I was also doubting myself all the time. I felt like I wasn't good enough for you, or anyone, and maybe everyone in my life would be better off without me. Khan finally had to interrupt. That's not true, he said firmly. I know, Tim agreed. But Khan had to make sure he really knew. My life got so much better once you became my friend, and it's even better now that you're my boyfriend. I love you, and I love spending time with you, and I want you around all the time. Tim managed a small smile. Thanks, I feel the same way about you. His smile faded. I realize this is heavy stuff. That's why I didn't tell you before. It's my problem to deal with. Now I've made it your problem, too. You're my boyfriend and my best friend. All of your problems are my problems. Khan wondered if Tim hadn't told him about any of this until now. Does your family know? Jason found out and made me tell Bruce, Tim said. I'm on meds now, and I'm doing other things to try to get better, taking better care of myself and doing things that make me feel good and spending lots of time with you and other people. Are you talking to someone? Khan asked. Tim shrugged. I'm talking to you. I'm not seeing a therapist, though, if that's what you mean. I really don't want to. Why, do you think I should? I don't think you should keep all your feelings to yourself, Khan answered honestly. So, yeah, maybe. Tim frowned. Bruce told me I don't have to as long as the meds help, which they do, but antidepressants can have side effects. He hesitated before explaining. I didn't have much of a sex drive before I started taking them because of how depressed I was, but when I started having sex, I would get into it and it would feel good. Now it's different. I want to have sex, not all the time, but sometimes, when I'm with you. But every time I've tried to jerk off since the meds took effect, it takes a lot longer. Which sounds like it would be a good thing, but it's actually super frustrating. Sometimes I can't get there at all. Sometimes I can't even get hard. Tim was refusing to make eye contact, staring off into the distance with an uncomfortable expression on his face. Con watched and listened patiently. It's really embarrassing, and I haven't figured out how to fix it yet. That's why I haven't been having sex with you. I should have explained it to you earlier, but I didn't know how you'd react. He looked down at the floor. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm like this. Con released Tim's hand so he could put his arm around Tim's shoulders, drawing him closer. Stop, he scolded. Don't say that. Con understood why Tim had been hesitant to tell him all of this. Like Con, he hadn't wanted to make things awkward. But Con didn't feel awkward at all. He mostly felt relieved. Tim still loved him. Tim was still attracted to him. Tim trusted him enough to tell him about his problems. I could talk to my doctor about switching to a different medication, Tim suggested, and see if it gives me the same results without the side effects, but I don't want to risk losing my progress. What if the new medication doesn't work as well and my depression gets worse? I don't want to feel like that anymore. I don't want you to feel like that either, Con echoed. He'd much rather have a healthy Tim and a less active sex life than a depressed Tim and a more active sex life. I can still do things for you, though, Tim offered. Whatever you want. Is that what you want? Con asked. I want... Tim trailed off, chewing on his lower lip. I want to be the boyfriend you deserve. I just don't know if I am. How often over the past few weeks had Con grappled with the same question? He hugged Tim tightly, and Tim hugged him back, and Con said into his ear, "You're everything I've ever wanted." He pulled away just enough to look Tim in the eyes. Maybe we can figure this out. Maybe there's stuff we can try that'll make sex better for you. Tim sounded unconvinced. Maybe. Not today, though. Today, I think we should just watch a movie. What movie? You pick. You know what I'm gonna pick, Tim warned. Oh, Con knew. Lord of the Rings movie marathon. Lord of the Rings movie marathon. As soon as Tim was up for it, Con got to work on his new mission, finding ways to make sex better for Tim. He'd given a lot of thought to his approach, and he had it all figured out. Maybe I've finally learned a thing or two about the scientific method, he told Tim after explaining his plan in great detail. Oh yeah, Tim grinned. Con could tell he was feeling a lot better about their relationship now that he'd come clean about his depression and medication. Con was feeling better too. He knew what the problem was, and he and Tim could work together to find a solution. That was what relationships were all about. Totally. Con grinned right back. I've got a hypothesis. I've got variables. Let's run some experiments. That was exactly what they did. And Con was thorough. They had sex in every position and on every surface Con could imagine. They experimented with sex toys and Con's TTK, which opened up a whole new world of possibilities. Throughout all of this, Con tried to keep it fun. He didn't want Tim to spend the whole time they were doing this feeling like a test subject. He wanted Tim to enjoy himself, which he seemed to be, for the most part. After a while, Con developed a categorization system. There are things we've tried that we're not into, he told Tim. There are things we've tried that we are into. And then, he winked, there are my finishing moves. I feel like it goes without saying, but what is a finishing move? Tim asked, humoring Con. Something I've done that's made you come, Con answered proudly. Tim looked impressed. I didn't realize you could be so detail-oriented, he remarked. It's hot. Talk to me about variables again. After that day, Con added sciencey dirty talk to his list of Tim's turn-ons. Yeah, he was making lists. Another item on the Tim's turn-on list? Making sexy lists. Lastly, Khan checked in with Tim regularly, asking how he was feeling about what they were doing, whether he wanted to try something else or do something they'd done before, or maybe take the day off and play video games or go to the movies. During one such check-in, curled up next to each other on Tim's bed, still fully clothed, Tim said, "This is probably a lot more work than you thought you were signing up for." Khan turned to him, eyebrows raised. "What planet do you live on where having sex with you a million different ways is a work? If this is work, it's the best job I've ever had." "So you're not getting sick of it?" Tim asked. Like that was even remotely a possibility. "Not even a little bit." Khan nudged him with an elbow, trying to get a smile out of him. When he failed, he asked, "Are you?" "No," Tim said. "No, it's been good." "I actually kind of like that it's given us a reason to try new things," Khan added. "Yeah," Tim agreed, though it sounded half-hearted. He chewed on his lower lip and looked away. Khan nudged him again. "Hey, look at me." Tim met Khan's gaze. "What's wrong?" Khan could sense the lie on Tim's lips. "Nothing's wrong." So he narrowed his eyes, hopefully prompting Tim to rethink his answer. Tim explained, "I feel like I've made this more complicated than it's supposed to be." "Supposed to be?" Khan repeated. "I don't think sex is supposed to be anything. It's just supposed to feel good." "I guess. I just ended up getting in my own head about it." "What are you thinking when you get in your own head?" "He must be getting really bored of this. I bet he wishes we were done already. I should just tell him to give up." Jeez, no wonder Tim couldn't get in the mood all the time, if that was what he was thinking. "I never get bored of having sex with you. Ever," Khan said. "And I'm not normally on a schedule, so we can take all the time we need. And if you ever want me to stop, you can tell me to stop, and I won't be offended. But if you think I want to give up, I don't. That's the last thing I want to do." Khan paused and thought for a moment. He'd never experienced what Tim was experiencing, but he'd had performance anxiety before. "I bet the fact that you're in your own head is making your problem worse. Maybe there's something we can do about that. Would it help if I talked to you while we were having sex about how good it is for me?" Khan liked when Tim said nice things about him during sex. It made him feel wanted. Maybe Tim would feel less like he was imposing on Khan if Khan regularly reminded him that he liked what they were doing. "Maybe, yeah," Tim agreed. Khan nodded. He could do that. "What else do you think might help?" "Can we sometimes make it not about me?" Tim requested. "Just let me do things for you sometimes." "You know you don't have to," Khan told him. "And you know you don't have to do all of this," Tim pointed out. Fair enough. If Khan's teenage self were here to see Khan hesitating to accept his boyfriend's offer of sexual favors with no expectation of reciprocation, well, teen Khan would be scandalized that Khan had a boyfriend and not a girlfriend, or better yet, multiple women vying for his affection. But he would be equally scandalized by Khan's priorities. Khan wasn't the same self-absorbed teenager he used to be. Or maybe he was, because the reason he hesitated to say yes to Tim was the same reason he'd gotten stressed out about their dry spell in the first place. His own damn insecurity. "Can I ask you one question first?" Khan asked. "It's kinda stupid." "I bet it's not," Tim assured him. Khan hesitated a moment longer. God, this was embarrassing. But if Tim could tell Khan about the side effects of his antidepressants, which he'd confessed to being embarrassed about, then Khan could ask Tim this one question. "Am I a good boyfriend?" Tim looked as surprised as Khan would be if Tim had asked him that question. "Of course you are," he said. "You're a great boyfriend. Why would you think you're not?" "I guess I don't know what I have to offer," Khan admitted, "besides sex and friendship." "Isn't that what a relationship should be?" Tim took Khan's hand. "Best friends who have sex. I mean, what else do you need?" "Love?" Khan provided. "Well, I love you." Tim leaned in and kissed Khan on the lips. "And you love me, right?" Khan smiled. "Yeah, I love you." Tim kissed him again. "Do you want me to tell you all the things I love about being your boyfriend?" He didn't wait for an answer. He threaded their fingers together and said, "You know I think you're hot, but that's not the only good thing about you. You're loyal. I know I can trust you. We like a lot of the same things. You know me better than anyone else. I can spend the whole day with you and still want to be with you again the next day, and I can do that over and over again and never get sick of you. Never, really, Khan replied. Really, Tim confirmed. He reached up with his free hand, touching Khan's cheek, looking into Khan's eyes, and Khan looked back, that smile staying on his face, because everything Tim had just said about him was exactly the same way Khan felt about Tim. Tim was hot. Tim was loyal. Khan trusted him. They liked the same things. They knew each other better than anyone, and Khan could spend the whole day with Tim and still want to be with him the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. It got Khan thinking. If he and Tim both liked spending all their time together, maybe 6 months wasn't too early to start thinking about taking their relationship to the next level. Or maybe it was. Maybe it was the wrong time to think about that, while Tim was going through everything he was going through, and they both clearly still needed to work on their communication. But Khan would never know if he didn't ask. Before he could second-guess himself, Khan asked, "Do you want to live together?" Tim looked appropriately shocked by that question coming out of nowhere. What? I don't mean right now, Khan clarified. But it's like you said, I never get sick of you. I don't think I'm ever going to get sick of you. I want to see you every day. So maybe we could start to think about getting a place together. Here, in Gotham. You'd move to Gotham for me. I'd go anywhere for you. Tim kissed Khan again. Not just a quick peck on the lips, but a long, lingering, open-mouthed kiss, the kind of kiss that begged for more. He pulled away, breathless, grinning. Okay, yeah, let's think about it. And then he went back in for more. Reluctantly, Khan cut the kiss short. He had to make one thing clear. Just so you know, moving in together or not, I'm still fully committed to Project Tim. Abbreviated from Project Makes Sex Better for Tim, which was unwieldy and didn't have a fun acronym. I thought we were calling it the Tim Experiment, Tim joked. Khan's smile became a smirk as he ran a hand through Tim's hair. We've had promising results in our first round of clinical trials, but successful science requires replication, he said, low, seductive. What do you say? You, me, same set of variables. Tim's gaze flickered between Khan's eyes and his mouth. What's your hypothesis? That I can show you a good time, Khan answered easily, rolling on top of Tim, pinning him between his arms and legs, kissing along his jawline slowly. How are you going to measure your results? Tim asked, hands clutching fistfuls of Khan's t-shirt under his leather jacket. Khan sucked on the sensitive spot behind Tim's ear, and Tim gasped. Khan grinned against the warm skin of Tim's neck. Like that, he whispered.
Tell me what you want, Khan murmured into Tim's ear. They were stripped down to their underwear, and Tim had his arms twined around Khan's neck and his legs spread invitingly. I want to ride you, Tim replied without hesitation. Khan didn't hesitate either. Hell yeah. Khan let Tim flip them over so Tim was straddling him, kissing him deeply. Khan closed his eyes and savored the feeling of Tim's mouth against his, Tim's bare skin under his hands. He heard Tim blindly rummaging around for lube. When he found it, he handed it to Khan and broke their kiss, blinking those pretty blue eyes down at him. Will you do the honors? Tim asked, as if Khan would ever refuse. Fingering Tim was one of his favorite activities. He got to work, reaching between Tim's legs, paying attention to the way Tim bit his lip in anticipation and leaned into him. That soft mmm sound Tim made when Khan pushed the first slick finger inside. Ever since their dry spell ended and their period of experimentation began, Khan had been paying close attention to the way Tim responded to the things he did in the bedroom. He knew all the sounds that meant Tim was enjoying himself. He collected them like Pokemon cards. Currently, Tim was relaxed as could be, judging by the way he sighed into Khan's shoulder, trailed lazy kisses along Khan's collarbone. That was exactly how Khan wanted him. Relaxed, calm, not anxious, not overthinking this, and doubting himself. With his free hand, Con tilted Tim's head and drew him in for another kiss. He added a second finger and crooked them. Tim moaned into Con's mouth. Even when Tim wasn't trying, he had the power to drive Con crazy. "I'd love how responsive you are," Con said, his lips moving against Tim's. He felt Tim smile. Con could have stayed like that for hours, maybe gotten off just from the friction of Tim rubbing up against him, but Tim had other ideas. He took hold of Con's wrist to prompt him to remove his fingers, and he found the lube where Con had left it on the mattress, making eye contact with Con all the while, holding back a smirk like he knew exactly what this was doing to Con. Tim slicked up his palm and gave Con's cock a few slow, deliberate strokes. Con dug his fingers into Tim's thighs in anticipation. Tim lined himself up and sank down onto Con's cock, finally breaking eye contact to shut his eyes and letting out that same satisfied sound from before, but more drawn out and deeper in his throat. Once Tim was fully seated, he leaned forward and braced himself with his hands on Con's chest, finding an angle he liked, testing it by rolling his hips. He looked gorgeous up there, his dark curtain of hair falling in his face, the muscles in his thighs flexing. His face was flushed and his lips were red from being kissed. Tim opened his eyes and sought out Con's gaze. Just in case Tim couldn't see the wonder and amazement on Con's face, Con told him, "You're so fucking beautiful." Tim's smile was dazzling. "Right back at you, clone boy." Tim started moving in earnest, bouncing on Con's cock, those strong thighs lifting him up and lowering him down. He watched Con raptly and ran his hands over Con's bare skin. "Feels good?" Tim asked. "Everything about you feels good," Con answered. Tim leaned down to kiss him, his tongue in Con's mouth, his hand on Con's face. He slowed down the rhythm of his hips, and Con let out a sound of protest. "What's wrong?" Tim teased. He knew the answer. He was doing this on purpose. "Go faster," Con requested. "Please." "Why? Are you in a hurry?" "Yes," Con insisted petulantly. That earned him a laugh. Tim took pity on him, sat back up, and started moving faster. Con groaned in relief. That was more like it. Tim was hot and wet and so tight inside. Con couldn't decide if he'd rather close his eyes and sink into the sensation, or keep his eyes open and continue to watch Tim take control, which, in Con's opinion, was one of the hottest sights in the world. Tied with watching Tim lose control, but there'd be time for that later. In the end, Con kept his eyes open. He didn't want to miss a single second of this. There was a line of concentration between Tim's eyebrows, his mouth was hanging open slightly, and his breath came out in sharp huffs every time his hips made contact with Con's. He was focused on giving Con pleasure, but he was getting something out of this too. His cock was standing at attention between his legs. "Can I touch you?" Con asked. Tim shook his head. "What did I say? Let me do things for you." Con swallowed his protest, "but I promised to show you a good time." He could make good on his word after Tim had his way with him. And with Tim's assurances that he was a good boyfriend, and that he wasn't only good for sex, it was easier for Con to lay back and enjoy himself and not feel like he had something to prove. It was even easier when Tim kept talking. "Yeah, that's it. I love that I can do this to you. Are you going to come inside me, Con? I want to feel it." Those words in that tone in Tim's voice had Con's remaining brain cells taking a vacation, along with any doubt he may have been holding on to. "Yeah, whatever you want," was the only answer he could manage. Underneath the sound of Tim's fast, shallow breathing and skin slapping against skin, Tim's heartbeat was racing. Arousal was coming off of him in waves. Tim didn't need Con to show him a good time. He could do that himself. He was showing Con a good time, too. Really good. He was starting to get somewhere, drunk on the sensation of Tim being the only thing he could see, hear, feel, smell, taste. Tim urged him on. "Come on, come on." He knew Con was close. He must have felt it in the way Con was holding on to him for dear life and rocking his hips up into Tim's ass. "Don't hold back now." Tim. Con didn't know what he was begging for. He was begging for something. He was completely at Tim's mercy. Con, Tim answered, drawing out that single syllable in a moan. Con. Con finally closed his eyes. Con, please. Far be it from Con to deny Tim anything. His hips stuttered and he groaned again as he emptied himself inside Tim, and Tim moaned like he was the one who'd just come. That's it. Fuck yeah. Give me everything. Tim rode Con through his orgasm, then leaned down and kissed Con enthusiastically. As soon as he could think clearly again, Con reciprocated. That was so good, Tim muttered into his mouth. Con nodded his agreement. What do you want to do next? Tim grinned and rolled off of Con, landing next to him on the mattress. This is your experiment, he said. You decide. Con weighed his options. Based on their experimentation, Con had discovered that Tim responded well to overstimulation. Tim was clearly already worked up, so all Con had to do was take him over the edge. Not that he was in any rush. He'd meant what he'd said to Tim. As long as neither of them had anywhere they needed to be, Con was more than happy to take all the time they needed. Stay right there, he requested, sitting up and rummaging around in Tim's nightstand until he found what he was looking for in Tim's chaotic mess of stuff. He held up a vibrator, 7 inches long and curved. I'm gonna fuck you, he said, with this. And then, if you last long enough, he smirked and gestured to his dick. I'm gonna fuck you with this. He held up a second, smaller vibrator. While you use this. Thoughts? Tim looked intrigued. How do you want me? What's gonna be better for you? Con asked. Hands and knees, I think, Tim decided. Con agreed, and Tim got in position, looking over his shoulder to watch as Con situated himself behind him. Con leaned forward to give Tim a quick kiss. He couldn't resist. Keep me in the loop, okay? Con said, planting another kiss on the corner of Tim's mouth. If there's something you need, tell me. Faster, slower, harder, different angle. Tim nodded. Con gave him one last kiss on his chin, causing Tim to smile and put a hand on Con's head to draw him in for a proper kiss, open-mouthed, with a hint of tongue. And then Con got down to business. Tim was still slick and loose from riding Con. The vibrator slid in easily, down to the base where Con was gripping it. He turned it on, starting on the lowest setting. Tim hummed in approval. Good, Con checked. Mm-hmm, Tim confirmed. Start off slow. Con did as he was told. He fucked Tim with the vibrator, slowly. Tim lowered himself to his elbows to give Con a better angle, his head resting on the pillow, that smile lingering on his face, turning slightly vacant as Con hit his prostate with every stroke. That was a good sign. Go up to the next setting, Tim said. Yeah, there you go, just like that. Con picked up the pace, just a little, just to see Tim close his eyes and open his mouth in a moan that went straight to Con's dick. Ass up, back arched, Tim was a fucking picture. How could he ever think Con would get bored of having sex with him? You look insanely good like this, T, Con told him, leaning forward and driving the vibrator deeper. I love you from every angle, but having you on your hands and knees makes me feel some kind of way. Tim blinked his eyes open and looked over his shoulder. What kind of way? Con didn't know how to put it into words. You look really into it, he said. I like that. Another smile. I'm really into it, Con. Con smiled back. So am I. Tim closed his eyes again, and Con pulled a few more short, needy, slightly high-pitched moans out of him, the best possible reward for Con's effort. At Tim's request, Con turned the vibrator up to the next setting, and then the next. Tim's legs started shaking. When Tim spoke, his voice was breathy. Change your angle, he said. Just a little. He reached back and guided Con's hand, and Con let Tim show him what to do. Once Tim was satisfied with the angle, he released Con's wrist. Yeah, fuck. It made Con feel immeasurably satisfied to see Tim like this. Just watching Tim get closer and closer to coming undone was turning him on. He was hard again already. Are you gonna come before I get my dick in you? He teased. Shut up, Tim practically whined. Keep going. Con didn't let up. You want to come like this? He asked. You don't want me to fuck you. Tim let out a sound of protest. Con smirked. Sounds like you do. Yes, Tim gasped. Yes, fuck me. He released a fistful of pillowcase to hold out one of his hands. Give me that. Con handed Tim the smaller vibrator. Tim turned it on just as Con set the other vibrator aside, still slick with lube. He wasted no time and thrust into Tim in a single stroke, wrenching a surprised and delighted cry from Tim's chest. Con. The way Tim said Con's name during sex, it was like hearing the word for the first time. The vibrator in Tim's hand buzzed. From his current angle, Con couldn't see how Tim was using it, but it seemed to be effective. Tim seemed torn between bucking his hips into the sensation of the vibrator against his cock and rocking back into the sensation of Con drilling into him. Tim's legs were spread wide, and everything about him was warm and pliant, inside and out. He buried his face in the pillow and let Con have his way with him, Con's hands on his hips directing his movements. It makes me crazy when you get like this, Con confessed. Tim hummed an acknowledgement, sinking a little lower, turning his vibrator up to the next setting. Con leaned forward to bite and suck a mark into Tim's neck, driving himself deeper in Tim's tight hole. Tim's arms were shaking now. He was close. Con reached around Tim's waist. Can I turn it up? He muttered in Tim's ear. Uh-huh, Tim agreed. Con found the button on the base of the vibrator in Tim's hand and turned it up, not once, but twice. Tim gasped, and his words were muffled by the pillow. Fuck, 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 Con. Too much? Con asked.
No,
Tim said right away.
No, I think I'm... Ugh.
Tell me what you need.
Just...
Tim lifted his head and looked over his shoulder. Kiss me. Con kissed Tim, their mouths meeting at an awkward angle, so Con could keep fucking Tim. He felt it when Tim finally got there, when he came with a cry that Con swallowed, and he dropped the vibrator onto the mattress, still buzzing. A few more thrusts, and Con was coming too, for the second time that evening. As soon as Con pulled out, Tim collapsed. Con found the vibrator in the sheets and turned it off. He laid down on his stomach, half on top of Tim, half next to him. He gave Tim a chance to catch his breath. Where are we at? He asked. Tim turned to the side to face Con. I think you turned off my brain. Good. Con tucked Tim's hair behind his ear. Your brain is one of the sexiest things about you, but it needs to learn when to shut up. He smiled, and Tim smiled back at him. Come here. They kissed, soft and sweet, both of them feeling a little boneless, Tim probably more so than Con. Con nudged Tim's side. Do you believe me now? Believe what? That I like having sex with you, even if it takes some time and effort. Tim's smile grew. I believe you. Do you believe that you're a good boyfriend? I believe you. The end.